killer. When she walk out her body tumba, tell me you ready for my. Baby, come here close, I just surrender. I just surrender. When she walk out her body tumba, tell me you ready for my. I'm gonna get you. I say you ready for my. I know she was good. Like Shabala Shabali. So good double it.
Tracking infrastructure projects that support President Hichilema's vision. CTPD has praised government for securing a $335 million bilateral debt restructuring deal with the Export-Import Bank of India. In international news, at least 7 people have died in devastating overnight floods in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. In sports, FIFA has congratulated Keith Mwemba on his election as the new FAS president.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Head of the Presidential Delivery Unit, Kasorile Kamwambi, has affirmed the government's commitment to fast-tracking infrastructure projects that support President Hakainde Hichilema's vision of transforming Zambia's livestock sector into a competitive, export-driven industry. This was during a site inspection of the Mongol Veterinary Laboratory construction, a key facility aimed at improving disease surveillance, animal health certification, and vet diagnostic service to boost livestock productivity and export readiness. The lab will particularly benefit Western Province, known for its rare disease-tolerant cattle breed, enhancing its role in regional livestock trade and supporting local farmers. Mr. Kamwambi emphasized that the Mongol Vet Lab must be completed and operationalized to increase beef exports and rural incomes, aligning with the President's economic transformation agenda. The PDU is actively monitoring this and other livestock-related projects nationwide to ensure timely delivery and to unlock Zambia's estimated $7 billion potential in beef and livestock exports. Tender processes for the completion of works at the Mongo Vet Lab are ongoing, including installation of workshop benches and associated fittings, indicating active steps toward project completion. In other news, Robert Kapasa Makasa, Financial Education Memorial Trust Managing Director Emmanuel Kangwa, has urged Zambian companies, both private and public, to start considering rewarding employees with factors of production such as land and capital assets. Mr. Kangwa said there is need for Zambian companies to graduate from rewarding employees with household goods and consider rewarding them with factors of production, as doing so will help employees not to depend only on retirement packages and not feel financial exclusion. He added that it is important for the government to relook at the condition of services for Zambian employees, stating that most of them are paid low compared to the money they pay to acquire the skills they are using in their workplace.
We are therefore encouraging the government, private companies, to consider not only to be buying household goods as present for the Labor Day Awards, but we are saying they should make it as an empowerment which will benefit not only the employee but also their families. Further, we are also asking the government to relook at the condition of services. We know that Zambian employees, they are not paid, but otherwise their skills are also expensive because they are awarded or they get those skills at an expensive offer when they undertake their education.
Opposition Democratic National Party, DNP, President Sidney Chiaba has added his voice to the growing public outcry over the alleged theft of medicines under the Ministry of Health during the UPND administration. Mr. Chiaba described Zambia as a kleptocracy, expressing deep disappointment in what he referred to as grand corruption being carried out systematically and professionally under the current government. In his analysis, he noted that the UPND has proven to be worse than the previous regime, arguing that their brand of corruption is more silent, structured, and deeply entrenched. He emphasized that Zambia needs leadership rooted in honesty, accountability, transparency and integrity, qualities he claims to embody. Mr. Chiaba urged Zambians to vote based on merit and quality in the 2026 general elections, saying this is essential for Zambia to develop and become a truly self-reliant nation. In other news, the Center for Trade Policy Development, CTPD, has praised the Zambian government for securing a $335 million bilateral debt restructuring deal with the Export-Import Bank of India, covering $320 million US dollars owed by the central government and $15 million US dollars by ZESCO. This agreement marks a key step toward restoring debt sustainability and economic stability, featuring consensual terms that ease debt servicing and free up resources for infrastructure and social projects like the Lusaka Decongestion Project. However, CTPD public finance researcher Robert Mwale warns that delays in the overall restructuring process have hurt Zambia's credit rating, fiscal planning and investor confidence. He stresses the need for swift resolution of remaining debts to unlock further financing and support economic recovery.
CTPD further urges the government to intensify diplomatic and financial engagements with the private creditors and the non-parish club lenders to expedite the conclusion of the remaining deals, as these prolonged negotiations continue to pose a risk to achieving full debt sustainability. While the latest deal with the Exim Bank of India is a commendable milestone, Zambia must maintain